Now, I also want to make sure that we talk about something that is extraordinarily important to me, and that is my newspaper. I can't get the newspaper. It's driving me crazy. You want to know what the problem with the newspaper is today? I need the newspaper by 6:30 a.m. or I leave and I don't have it. And that's a problem for me. Now, I tweeted out this morning that I was having a problem with the Wall Street Journal, the Miami Herald, and the Sun Sentinel, and I will give it to the Miami Herald. They responded. Now, what they really need to do is they need to look up my account and see that I don't get my paper on time on a regular basis. It's so bad that, in fact, I started having the Miami Review delivered to my office. The timely delivery of the paper is important to me. You really can't replace the holding and touching of the newspaper in your hand. And so while I do have the app on my iPad, it's not the same as reading the paper. So I really do want my newspaper. I want my newspaper, but it just doesn't come on time. Now, we've got to find a solution to this, Miami Herald and Sun Sentinel and Wall Street Journal. I don't know what it is, but please find it out, because some of my favorite stuff is available out there on Twitter. It's available on my iPad. It's available in lots of different ways. But I want to read it in my newspaper, physically in my hand. And one last thing I wanted to bring up on a different topic, the bikers. We talked about the bicyclists last week. The bicyclists last week started driving up and down Biscayne Boulevard, and there were cars that were driving through them. The protests have to stop. Register with the cops. Have the cops set you up on streets. Have the streets blocked. Be safe, but don't be out there as radical protesters, because somebody is eventually going to get hurt and going to die, and we don't want to have that happen.